This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Utkarsh Odisha Make in India Conclave at Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar today. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit being hosted by the Odisha government and is aimed at positioning Odisha as the anchor of the Purvodaya vision as well as the leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. India and China have agreed on a slew of measures during the meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister Mechanism to stabilize and rebuild bilateral ties. The new understandings include the resumption of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, restoration of direct flights between the two countries, and sharing trans-border river data, among others. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who was on a two-day visit to China, attended the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the relevant mechanism will discuss the modalities for resuming the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra as per existing agreements. The two sides also agreed to hold an early meeting of the India-China expert-level mechanism to discuss resumption of provision of hydrological data and other cooperation pertaining to transborder rivers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisina Middle East in Abu Dhabi today. The minister earlier attended the 76th Republic Day celebrations hosted by the Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi during his three-day bilateral visit to the UAE. Speaking on the occasion, he emphasized the growing synergy between India and the UAE during the time when global order is undergoing significant transformation.
The Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement has expanded trade and investment. Local currency trading agreements and fintech mechanisms have been a trendsetter. The BAPS Hindu Mandir has emerged as a beacon of pluralism, harmony and tolerance.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with US President Donald Trump yesterday and congratulated him on his historic second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "India and the US are committed to a mutually beneficial and trusted partnership." The two leaders discussed expanding and deepening cooperation as well as a range of regional issues, including security in the Indo-Pacific, the Middle East and Europe. A watchtower collapsed during the Laddu Mahotsav organized by the Jain community in Baghpat's Barauth city in Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took cognizance of the accident and directed the officials to expedite the relief work and gave instructions for proper treatment of the injured. In view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow, robust health care arrangement has been made for the devotees and pilgrims attending the Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. The Prayagraj Mela Authority has set up a 100-bedded central hospital at the parade ground of the Mahakumbh Mela area. A team of 80 Ayush doctors are also providing round-the-clock medical services at 20 OPD centres. All the medical services which are being provided in these hospitals are free of cost. UN peacekeeping head Jean-Pierre Lacroix has thanked India and other countries contributing troops to the UN operation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, where three peacekeepers were killed last week. Rebels of the March 23rd Movement, M23, took control of the city Goma in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. The fighting has intensified in various parts of the city, including areas near the border with Rwanda. Some sources reported that the rebels gained the upper hand after capturing Mount Goma. The 1,114 Indian troops and 160 police personnel were reported safe after two South African and one Uruguayan peacekeeper was killed by the M23 rebel group. UN peacekeeping head Lacroix yesterday said that they really admired the resilience, fortitude and determination and commitment of the peacekeepers. The 38th National Games will kick off at the Maharana Pratap Stadium in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the Games, which will be attended by various guests, including Union Ministers, Indian Olympic Association and national players. The Indian stock market opened on a positive note today. In early trade, the Sensex gained 303 points or 0.41% to open at 75,694 and the Nifty 50 rose 70 points or 0.3% to start at 22,898 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.